You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
In bits and pieces, in dribs and drabs, although there's nothing drab about the Met, never been anything drab about the Met, these events are starting to happen again, and the Sun Met is going to take place on Saturday, and people are going to be allowed, and there will be live music, and there will be some crazy fashion, and there won't be all the fun of the pre-pandemic fair, but it's coming back. Jean Malherbe is a racing commentator and on the line to us now. Hello, Jean.
Good afternoon, John.
It is. I mean, it's back in scaled-down form, but the Met is back. Way. Yay.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, putting our toe back in the water. Obviously, no crowds allowed last year. And this year, in terms of government regulation, I think it's 2,000 outdoors and 1,000 indoors. So we're looking forward to at least a crowd of 3,000, which is a lot better than we had last year. So we're getting back there, sure. And a lot of festivities planned. There's live music. There's all kinds of fashion contests. For those who are not just into the races and would like the vibe, great place to be.
And I know that you have to be fully vaccinated in order to get one of the outside places or the inside seats. But do you know, can you tell us how people are going to be able to access the 3,000 tickets which will be available? I'm sure some of them will go to sponsors and people involved with racing. So they're not going to be 3,000 available for the public.
Yeah, those numbers include the officials and the actual participants. So a few less to the general public, but the tickets are available at Web Ticket. They're available for the Glam Garden, which is a nice area to race from. I'm not sure how many are left. Obviously, with such a limited supply and great demand, they're probably close to being sold out, but Web Ticket's a place to go.
Okay. And I mean, what has happened? Racing is not something I follow during the year. I get excited when the big race comes along, like the Met or the July. But how much has racing been affected by the pandemic over the last 2 years?
Oh, drastically. Obviously, no crowds been allowed. In most cases, not even owners allowed to come and watch their horses. Fortunately, we do have on-track signal. We can beam the results and the races into people's homes. And online betting takes place. So, you know, we've survived, but certainly it's been a massive hit.
And the racing has been as competitive, because, I mean, the horses, I don't think we have a case yet of a horse being infected by COVID. We've got lions and we've got dogs and we've got many minks, but not a horse. So the racing has been as good as it was before. There just haven't been people haven't had the direct access to it that they would have had in previous years.
Absolutely. It's just as competitive ever, just as hard to win as ever, and none of that has changed. But obviously, we miss the atmosphere on course. We owners miss seeing their horse live, leading it in, having, you know, celebrating with their friends, etc. So it's been a bit disappointing, but a bit disappointing for everybody. This is this has been COVID.
Yeah. And, I mean, obviously, you can't ask the horse, but as I listen to athletes being interviewed after sporting contests, whether it's football or whether it's tennis, it's the Australian Open, many of them are saying how fantastic it is to have crowds back, bigger crowds than we're allowed in South Africa at the moment. But still, all of them say how fantastic it is to have people cheering and booing and how they use the energy. Do the jockeys, do they talk about how not hearing the cheer of the crowds as they're trying to whip their steed into front place, first place? Have they talked about how they missed that? And I wonder, I mean, it's a question we'll never get an answer to, but one wonders if the cheering of the crowds has an impact on the horses in any way.
Oh, I think it certainly does. Certainly to answer your first question, the jockeys obviously miss the crowd, they miss the cheering, they miss the adrenaline rush you get from performing on a big stage. So that's massive for them. The horses too, there's no doubt, a horse exercising and training in the morning without a crowd, without a grandstand, without the cheering, is quite a different beast in many cases to the one that performs on race day. When that crowd gets going and the horses get on their toes, there's absolutely no doubt 99% of horses know what's going on. They feel the big occasion.
Okay, so that's part of a winning horse's mentality, to respond positively to that kind of energy you're suggesting.
Absolutely, and you'll get those that really train well in the morning and get stage fright on the big day at the racetrack and perform badly, and the others, the champions, do exactly the opposite. So they feed off that energy, no question.
The favourites this year, and do you think that the bookies' favourites, or the winner's going to come from the set of bookies' favourites this year?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, Jet Dark is the current ruling favorite. He won the Queen's Plate, which is always a valuable pointer to this race. So he's going a new distance. There's the unknown, and that might just catch him up. But based on his Queen's Plate performance, he should be very difficult to beat. Comedy Ding and Linebacker, the next two in the betting, they distance proven. There's no questions about them. They're both going to run well. And past that, it gets a little tricky. There is a filly in the race called Merino, who's a bit of an unknown quantity. And there's a three-year-old called Double Superlative, who's a little bit unproven. We don't know just how good he is. This will be his big test. Other than that, it's difficult to see anything else winning.
John Malherbe, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon. A racing commentator, the Met is back. I wonder if there are any tickets left, but go if you are a racing fan and would like to be there contributing something to the atmosphere, then have a look at webtickets.co.za to see if there are any tickets left.